Upper Credit Conservation Area. Imagine the challenge that some species face when trying to move from one green space to another while there is a network of roads and development in between. Welcome to Upper Credit Conservation Area, a property that plays a role in creating the longest stretch of publicly owned lands along the Credit River. This area acts as a green corridor that connects some of these larger tracts of land and water, allowing for the long-term survival and sustainability of a healthy ecosystem. Green corridors are important for the movement of many species, such as the white-tailed deer and great horned owls. They also help to maintain the genetic diversity of all species, regardless of size. Even plant species need corridors in order to pass along their pollen and seeds to ensure continued survival. Imagine taking a magnifying glass as a bird's eye view over the Upper Credit. Stop when you get to one of the provincially significant wetlands. See if you can spot a wood frog, perhaps hiding under leaf litter to remain moist on a hot summer's day. Wood frogs migrate long distances to vernal ponds, which are seasonal wetlands that remain as pools in the early spring and dry up later in summer. Now pan out and look at the area on a different perspective, one that takes in a larger scale approach. The connected forest and wetland habitats also provide a way for larger species, such as deer and coyote, to travel and retain healthy communities in the area. The larger the area, the more likely it will be able to support more diverse and larger wildlife populations. The Credit River Valley acts as a macro corridor in a north-south direction, stretching from Lake Ontario north to Orangeville. Green corridors not only help plants and animals, but they also provide many ecological functions. Corridors act as buffers for streams, headwaters, and groundwater recharge areas. They can help to limit runoff and erosion and decrease pollution and contamination of groundwater. Forested areas also help improve air quality by absorbing carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen back into the atmosphere, which helps to decrease the effects of global warming and climate change. So take a deep breath and take some time to explore the diversity of plants and wildlife that can be found in this area. A more diverse area is ideal because it is more stable and better equipped to adapt to change. Greater biodiversity also offers great benefits and resources for forestry, agriculture, pest control, fisheries, and medical products. For example, this area supports regionally rare species such as the showy lady's slipper. This orchid looks like a tiny pink and white slipper and lives in bogs and swamps. Although this orchid can live for 50 years, it can take 16 years to grow and bloom for the first time. Unfortunately, activities that threaten this species are wetland draining, habitat destruction, and horticultural collections. As you wander through some of the trails, you will notice that most of the conservation area is meadow, a significant wildlife habitat for grassland birds and insects, a hunting area for raptors, and a temporary traveling area for amphibians. Listen for the exuberant, bubbly song of the male bird called the bobolink as you explore the meadow habitat. This bird requires open field habitat where it builds a nest on the ground. The male is brightly colored with a yellow cap, white shoulders, and a black body. Male birds may have other females nesting in their territory and support up to 4 nests. Although they spend most of their time attending to the needs of their first mate, they will also assist with their other broods. This incredible bird also takes one of the longest migrations, a round trip of about 20,000 kilometers, traveling all the way up from Brazil and Argentina. Many people migrate to the Upper Credit area, as it is designated as one of the most economically important cold water fisheries in southern Ontario. This critical cold water system supports the brook trout, and its presence indicates cold, clear water conditions. Ongoing stewardship activities, such as tree planting on this property, enhance the Credit River system downstream, ensuring a healthier ecosystem. Past human activities have also influenced the landscape, with livestock grazing and ongoing agricultural practices. Good agricultural practices and conservation efforts support each other through best practices, such as creating green buffer zones along streams to decrease stream bank erosion and sediment entry, and fencing cattle off from stream access to keep animal waste from entering water directly. With an agricultural past, this area is slowly changing its landscape, moving steadily through the stages of meadow and field habitat to being claimed by pines and then by hardwood forests. This transition will take many years before it reaches a climax forest, which is the most mature stage of forest succession. Walk down a path and visualize what this landscape will appear to those who wander down these trails in future generations. The older trees harboring fire scars will be replaced by new growth. Forests will thrive and act as sinks for our carbon dioxide, and a continuous stretch of green corridor will connect plants, animals, and people to a network of thriving ecosystems.